Sitting ducks. That's how National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins is characterizing unvaccinated people in the U.S. as the Delta variant continues to spread. Here he is this weekend on Fox News.
So I will be surprised if we don't cross 200,000 cases a day in the next couple of weeks. And that's heartbreaking, considering we never thought we would be back in that space again. But here we are with Delta variant, which is so contagious, and this heartbreaking situation where 90 million people are still unvaccinated who are sitting ducks for this virus.
Sitting ducks, presumably meaning they will catch it. We know the Delta variant is more infectious. But is it also more lethal? And if it is, for whom? Dr. David Dowdy is an epidemiologist and infectious disease specialist at Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Dowdy, the CDC is reporting record hospitalizations among 18 to 29-year-olds, 30 to 39-year-olds, 40 to 49-year-olds, basically all adults under 50. Now, while deaths among young adults from COVID are still uncommon, are death rates going up in these groups?
So yes, Robin, deaths are going up. They're going up more slowly than hospitalizations, but we know that deaths usually lag hospitalizations by 2 to 3 weeks or so. So we're expecting to see deaths climb in the next 2 to 3 weeks as well.
Yeah. And by Saturday, the number of pediatric hospitalizations also hit record highs. This is according to the Department of Health and Human Services. It spiked to over 1,900. What are we seeing in that group when it comes to mortality rates?
I think what we're seeing across the board is that among those who are unvaccinated, the risk of getting sick and of dying is as high as it's ever been, right? And so in groups like kids, where vaccines are not yet licensed, we're seeing, as you've said, the highest rates of hospitalizations and deaths that we've seen since the beginning of the pandemic.
Does this mean, then, that the Delta variant, which is more infectious, is also more lethal? Or is it just that the deaths are coming as they would with this number of infections?
Yeah, so I think it's the latter of those, that we don't necessarily know that the Delta variant is more lethal, but what we are seeing is that the rate of transmission among the unvaccinated is as high as it's ever been. Cases are going up. As cases go up, hospitalizations go up, and as hospitalizations go up, the number of deaths goes up as well.
Yeah, and you say vaccinations. I mean, that seems to be the key. We talk about the Delta variant, and you can hear, you know, officials say, well, because of the Delta variant, you know, fill in the blank. But I've also heard health officials, let's say here in New England, say, well, we're not having as much impact from the Delta variant because we have more vaccinations. Is that also underscoring all of this?
Well, Robin, what I would say is that we have attributed a lot to the Delta variant, and it is true that the Delta variant is more transmissible, but it's also true that people are behaving differently now than they were back in, say, February of this year. So we're seeing a lot of the increase in cases attributed to the transmissibility of the Delta variant. But another important part is how people are interacting with each other. And a third important part, as you're saying, is vaccination. And so I think it's really important that we send a message, not that this variant is so transmissible and deadly that there's nothing we can do about it. I think the message is really that by getting more people vaccinated and being a bit more cautious, a bit more respectful of this virus, that we can actually prevent major waves of disease and death from occurring.
And a couple notes. We mentioned kids. Health officials are now saying, stop looking at COVID-19 as an adults-only disease. But we also have spoken of vaccines. There are some breakthroughs. Do we know of any deaths among people who have been vaccinated but picked up, you know, the Delta or any strain of the coronavirus?
So, yes, there have been deaths among the vaccinated. And since most cases of COVID-19 are due to the Delta variant these days in the United States, we would suspect that those are deaths among people who've been infected with the Delta variant. It is important for people to recognize, though, that vaccines are effective against getting this disease, even more effective against getting serious disease, and even more effective against getting disease that's so serious that you would die from it, right? So it has happened. It can happen. It can happen particularly in instances where people have been very intensely exposed and or have underlying medical conditions that put them at greater risk, right? And these are people we really should be trying to protect, but still a very rare occurrence.
Yeah. Dr. David Dowdy, epidemiologist and infectious disease specialist at Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Dowdy, it sounds like you're saying the same thing we've been hearing all along, to not only get vaccinated, but even if vaccinated, wear a mask in public, especially if you might be exposed to people who are not vaccinated.
I think that's right. I think it's important for people to realize that this current wave will not last forever. But while cases are still going up, I think it's really important to be a little bit more cautious in the way we live our lives.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for having me.